Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Bemidji State women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon, and coach. You finally get that first win. How relieved are you to snap that winless streak?
Well, I'm just happy for the team, Kelly, just to finally see them rewarded. You know, you've seen all the games yourself. We've had a lot that we've been right there, and, you know, we talked before about not getting the puck luck or whatever. And so it was just, you know, the frustration, you could just feel it. But, you know, I didn't think it was necessarily our best game last night, but, you know, we were good enough in certain areas. Certainly Kerrigan was outstanding, got some timely goals. So it was real nice when that final horn went off, no doubt.
Well, the Buckeyes didn't make it easy on you, that's for sure. How nerve-wracking was those final minutes?
You know what, I thought we managed the puck pretty well the last 7 minutes of the game. You know, obviously when it gets down to the last two, they pulled their goalie. You know, that's always going to be an interesting situation. But I thought, for the most part, having not been in it yet this year, I thought the group did pretty well. You know, we had an open net chance, 2-on-1 with Haley. And but watching the video, I think Jincy Dunn might have got her stick on it because, you know, it was, you know, Haley was right down the middle with an open net, and you know she's not gonna miss that. So I think Dunn got a stick on it, but you know overall I was happy with how we handled it.
Got a chance to see Kerrigan Dowie play a career game, made 38 saves. Talk about her play.
Just you know career in terms of the number of saves. We certainly see her play like this in the past. You know the way she finished last year. You know we all saw how well she played. And you know, it was actually a real tough call going into this game just because of the, you know, I thought both goalies had a really good week. But Kerrigan, I thought she played a real solid game at Minnesota on Saturday and seemed to be playing with a lot of confidence. And so that, you know, our decision certainly was, you know, looked good now, you know, in hindsight. But she was just solid. She just played with a lot of confidence, was tracking the puck real well, was aggressive, and came up with some big saves for us.
I heard Brian's call of that goal from Claire and Berge. Walk us through how that played out.
You know, just a really heads-up play by Berge. You know, it's a 4-on-4. The faceoff was just outside of the Ohio State's blue line. And they had three players up, and she just punched the puck through their center's legs. And so right off the bat, and Claire, you know, Claire took off. So right away, it was a 2-on-1 coming right off the draw. You know, Emily moved it to Claire right away. And, of course, Claire, like Claire always does, she passed it right back to Berge, who at this time is now below the tops of the circles with a pretty good angle. And so she took a good shot, put it right on the pad. You know, we work on that drill quite a bit, the pass-off pad play. Claire was right there to put the rebound in the empty net.
Well, I know a week ago when you changed up the lines, it was one thing you put out there was that it's not 1, 2, 3, and 4 for your forward lines. There's, you know, each of those center had their own line, and Lindsay's line finally gets rewarded last night with a goal. Talk about their play.
You know what? It was just a really, really great play by Lindsay. You know, I mean, obviously it was Lydia was still on the ice, and she moved the puck from the left corner to the right, and Claire bumped it right down, or not Claire, but Grayson moved it right down to Lindsay, and Lindsay took it to the net, and that was the key. You know, so often sometimes players, they'll see traffic, so they'll try to make a play, like pass it. But she drove hard to the net, you know, a right-handed shot, so she was kind of protected it and got a shot and stuck with a rebound and was rewarded, and that was a big goal for us.
Well, I know the visiting team never comes out the same on a Saturday night after a Friday. What do you expect to see out of the Buckeyes today?
Well, I think they'll be better. You know, I think, they obviously feel, you know, pretty highly of themselves, and I don't think they took last night's loss too lightly. Just, you know, listening to some of the messages that were being passed in the hallway that we overheard. So I'm sure we'll get a team that's going to be fired up, but, you know, at the same time, like I said, I don't think we were at our best yesterday either. So, you know, we have a great opportunity, Kelly. That's the bottom line. We have a great opportunity to get three more points and keep moving up that standing board.
What is it going to take to get a win here today?
Well, I think the start is going to be key. I think that's really, really going to be important that we come out right off the bat and get on our toes. I think it's important that we take the game to them, because if we sit back and let them take it to us, it could be a long afternoon.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.